So you want to gently close your eyes and allow your body to relax. And then take a few deep breaths and then release. Allowing your mind and your body to relax. Relaxing your shoulders. Relaxing the jaw. And then scanning through the body for any places of tightening or tension that have come with the day. And then take another few deep breaths to just loosen and soften and release. Take a moment to focus on the area around your chest and heart. And maybe place a hand there if it's too hard to feel it. And notice the rise and fall of the breath in this area. Notice the sensations of your clothing covering this area. And see if you can feel the gentle rise and fall of the breath. And at the same time, the beating of your heart. And if your thoughts propel you into the future or the past, no matter where your thoughts go, just keep bringing them back to this moment. And see if you can bring them back to the area around your heart. Or keep coming back to the sound of my voice. Now, as you breathe, see if you can turn towards that place of loneliness, wherever you feel it in this moment. Can you physically feel loneliness in your body? Where do you feel it in your body? What does it feel like? Try to stay away from just thinking about it. And really go to the bodily felt sensation. See if you can stay there for just a few moments. Does that feeling have a weight? Does it have a texture? A color? Or a temperature? Does loneliness feel moving, or does it feel still? You want to keep breathing, and then bring kindness and gentleness. Let your breath wash over your loneliness, staying with it for as long as you can, giving it as much of your attention as you can. And as you stay or come back to that loneliness, do you notice any stories that are underneath it? Stories about yourself, or about how long you will be lonely for? Perhaps about there being something wrong with you? Breathing. Can you see these stories? Does it look like there's a person telling you these stories? Or a voice? And is the voice someone familiar or someone you created? Can you separate these voices from you and from this feeling that they know the truth or are the truth? Can you give these voices names? So with as much gentleness as you can imagine, see if you can see these voices as children, young and scared. They are telling you these stories about yourself because it's the best way they know how to make sense of the world. Not because they have the truth. So now I invite you to bring a hand over your heart, or over your belly, or your face, and say in your inner voice anything that is comforting to you. I'm so sorry you feel so alone and so separate. And think of offering all these voices nothing but love, not listening to them or not believing them. Because we know that they're speaking just from pain. It hurts. It must really, really hurt. That idea that you think something is wrong with you. So you want to breathe and offer love. And see if you can leave these voices and touch into the feeling of loneliness itself and the feelings underneath it. Perhaps there is a lot of desire there. Perhaps there is a lot of fear, or maybe both. And once again, place your hand on your heart, on your cheek, or on your belly. and for just this short period of time, really hold your attention on whatever it is that you are feeling. Overwhelming longing, the pain, separation, the felt sense of separation, fear. Breathing and being with these feelings right here, right now, opening to what is. Don't surrender your loneliness so quickly. Let it cut you more deep. Let it ferment and season you as few humans and even divine ingredients can. Something's missing in my heart tonight and has made my eyes so soft, my voice so tender. My need for God absolutely clear. That poem is called Eyes So Soft by Hasith. So now you want to let go of that meditation and bring your attention back to the whole sensation of your body sitting in the chair. And then bring your attention to all the sounds around you. So I'm going to ring my bowl three times, and I'd like you to stay with the sound of the bowl for as long as possible. And then you can gently open your eyes.